Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinillo.
That was dramatic.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be dramatic. What's up, Matt? We got Matt in here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, plug your comedy thing while we're here.
Oh, yeah. I have a show January 23rd. It's called PUI, Performing Under the Influence. You do one set completely sober, and then you have an hour to get as fucked up as you can. According to some reports, there may have been crack last time.
Oh.
So an hour later, then you do 15 minutes, correct?
Yeah, completely wasted.
So where is it at?
It's going to be at the Hollywood Hotel.
So at the Hollywood Hotel.
Nice.
I'm actually going to want to go to that one.
It's good.
Let's try and record a set or something.
Yeah. It's going to have jokes.
Yeah. So if you guys think guaranteed. Matt's funny, yeah. You should come down to that. But, dude, on Thursday, me and Matt went to Harvard and Stone on a whim.
Yeah.
That was cool as fuck. It was like pouring ass rain. Mm-hmm. You know, that pouring ass kind. And we drove through the city, and we went down to the Harvard and Stone. And it was nice and cozy inside.
Nice. Who did you catch?
Sean and Xander played. Xander, who's Santa last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played, and Alan Johannes played, and so did the Cobalt Cranes. And actually, it's really fucking good. It was my first time there. I enjoyed that place thoroughly.
Yeah, it was a cool little place.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was built like it's old.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know how long it's been there. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is, yeah.
Maybe we're just talking out of our asses at this point. But the next day on Friday, me and Alex were at the Old Town Pub for the Bodegas residency, and you played.
Yeah, my band Hoop Screams played.
Hoop Screams played. And you guys fucking kicked ass, dude. The whole night kicked ass. Everybody played. Buddha Jones and The Man, right?
Yes.
That band played. They were great. Bastidas played.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bodegas, of course. We actually have Chris from Bodegas on the line. Hey, Chris.
How's it going there, boy?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Dude, you threw a fucking awesome party on Friday at the Old Town Pub.
Yeah, we try to keep it real interesting there, boy.
Everybody was packed, nice, tight. It was, and everybody was dancing. Even the patio outside was packed. I was hanging out there, and you can hear everything just fine. They have that window, and you can see right through. It's great.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it for the next two Fridays. So
right.
Last night, and everyone's going to be dressed like Santa Claus.
on the last one?
I don't know. Who knows what will happen. It's pretty cool. You don't know what's going to happen. There's people smoking weed in the bar.
Yeah.
I heard right
that was crazy.
I heard after I left, somebody peed in the bar. What happened?
People are getting mad because people just don't know how to act in places of when music's being played. But it was cool. It worked out. I mean, they still like all the bands. So
yeah, that's true. No, it was great. I was dancing. It was hard not to. Shaking my ass. Dude, Buddha Jones, they played the Coaster song. What was that?
Down in Mexico.
God,
yeah.
It was so awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking
cool. I wasn't expecting that. That one hit me like right out of left. I don't know why I said that.
Played pretty well.
Yeah, you guys also got another bunch of great bands coming up for the next two. The High Curves are playing, Mecha Chief's playing, I See the Commons, and also Corners.
We're working on making the rest of it. It's the last two shows are always the craziest. We did it back in February, and the first two shows were cool, and we were doing it on Tuesdays back in February.
Uh-huh.
So now Fridays, it's like double packed and like
right, more. Right.
It was longer. Back in Tuesdays in February, we were just going until like 1 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Now we're to almost like 1:30, like last call. So there's music basically virtually from like 8:30, continuously live music until like 1:30 a.m. They'll try to get as many people as they can to come out. So
It's not only live music, but like every group is solid. Like every group is
tight
fans, including you, Alex. You did a fucking great job up there.
Thanks, dude.
You had me dance and you're all sweating and stuff.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah. It was cool, man. Hey, man, thanks a lot for having us, dude.
Yeah, I appreciated that, the invite. I had a really great time, and I want to plug the crap out of this. People should get down there at Old Town Pub and check out the Bodegas Residency. Gonna fucking catch that shit.
Come out and don't smoke weed in the bar, but you can smoke weed in the patio. And yeah, you might find a band that you never heard of.
Like I did.
We don't book too many bands that are like known in LA. Like they're not on the Weekly or OC Weekly or playing at the Observatory or the Echo or anything like that. So it's pretty cool because like it's like a different side. It's like a whole other. There's a whole other fucking space of land where there's a bunch of music going on and it's really creative. A lot of good things are happening right now in the San Gabriel Valley, and I'm just kind of trying to make sure that those people are being heard, because I feel like there's a lot of things going on in local music where those bands and that, if you go past, you know, if you go 30 miles east of downtown, there's a lot of shit going on that's kind of...
Oh, sorry, dude. Did that scare you?
Yeah.
We didn't mean to freak you out. He was trying to put the bed under you. You could keep talking, man.
I'm really excited this Friday, and I'm $3 before get some there, and it'll be cool. It'll be wild.
Thanks, man. It was good. It was good seeing you, and I hope to see you soon. So that's the Old Town Pub, and that's 22 East Holly Street in Pasadena. So, yeah, we're going to go out to some music, and we're going to bring pizza party music in here, and we're going to have a fucking pizza party, because that's what we do here. And it's goddamn Christmas!
Yes.
And I'm wearing a Santa hat. I didn't know where to put the headphones on, under it or over it, so I went with over. I hope that's okay with you guys.
Hey, miss, yeah, we're pretty calm here.
You want me to calm down? How about I calm you down, bitch? Really? For being trapped in a fucking elevator? Go fucking suck my cock!
Pizza party music.
I know!
And if you
Call it what you will, see it how you must. You got a broken choose when it comes to those you trust. You miss the flashing signs, for you she's way too fine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine. She's gonna steal your heart, she's gonna rot your mind. She's gonna make it hard, brother, for you to do that time. I told you more than once, I told you more than twice. Good pussy is a fool's game, you got better odds with dice. Now you're running hard, you got your back against the wall. Good pussy on the mountaintop, but now it's time to fall. She gonna steal your heart, she gonna rot your mind. She gonna make it hard, brother, for you to do that time. There really ain't no rainbows falling down on gold. Good pussy is the devil's tail, don't say you ain't been told. Good pussy is the devil's tail, don't say you ain't been told. I know it don't add up, count it back from nine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine.
Dan, I love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuqua LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuqua LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuqua LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuqua LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuqua.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuqua LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
They do more than just music.
We do more than music!
There is more than just pizza.
We don't actually serve pizza.
No one can escape their grasp.
You can touch me if you want to.
There is not just a licensing company.
We're not just a licensing company!
Pizza Party Music.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? Definitely just broke the ice.
That's the first time we've ever done something like that in front of our guests.
I didn't know that was when we were supposed to start talking.
We usually pre-record movie trailers for our guests, but we had like concerts we're covering all weekend, and I was at acoustic. So we did it live this time. So I don't know, did we pass, you think?
Definitely passed.
All right, on.
I would have felt happier with a pre-recorded.
Damn it. So we got Ryan Orchard and Derek War.
Hello.
From Pizza Party Music. So Pizza Party Music is a group of diverse individuals and music supervisors that are from the Los Angeles area who strive to collaborate and work closely with creative minds. Please do not confuse us with a catering company. They don't serve pizza, guys. We are strictly music. Please contact us here from our info licensing at pizzapartymusic.com. That's a nice little message to the public.
Thank you.
All due to Derek.
All due to you're the one who wrote that.
I'm the music supervisor.
So for our audience who's sitting there still confused as to what the fuck Pizza Party Music is or does, would you like to explain in layman's terms?
Yeah. So far, we've been doing a lot of booking lately.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't been focusing a lot on the licensing
and PR side of it, which is mainly what we want to do.
Yeah.
We've been booking a lot, and it's really, I wouldn't say getting in the way. I mean, because it just kind of takes up our time.
Right.
But that's how we get to meet the bands.
Exactly.
Yeah, we focus more on creating a public image,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that Because when you think of licensing and music supervision, a lot of people, they don't really know that world.
Exactly.
So when they think of it, you know, they may think it's either more on the professional side or more, you know, not as connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of created this company after working in a little bit of TV and film, and I thought, you know, how can I make this attractive to bands?
Right.
How can I make bands want to do this?
Exactly. What are you doing that helps them?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm trying to do right now is I'm signing bands, and, you know, I've built a lot of connections with advertising agencies, TV producers, editors,
big man over here.
Dude, man, he might know Bowie.
But, you know, like, you know, I got two films coming out next year.
Cool.
That I'm working on. So, you know, I'm basically looking for projects for myself, but getting bands' trusts so that when I get these projects, I can work with the bands.
Exactly.
I don't need to go out and look for bands. I don't need to go out and look
for bands. You already have that relationship.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, man, do you want to do this with me?
Yeah. Built the relationship and, you know, built the trust. And then
we just take them home.
And that's when you take them home. Right. So you on the website, you guys say that you represent some labels. I see Triple Pop, Merrifield, and Lollipop Records.
Yeah, we.
So what do you guys do with those? Like, what's that relationship like?
Well, for example, like Triple Pop, I mentioned earlier that, you know, we work with Dee Dee Ramone's cover tracks of the Ramones.
Right, so cool.
And, you know, you working with Rodney, mm-hmm. One of the artists that we have is the Tube Tops.
Oh, nice. You guys do the Tube Tops. That's cool. I didn't know that.
It's one track, but it's really cool. Yeah. It was like, They did a track for Rodney and the Rock Volume 2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a cover song. So we don't own the publishing, but we represent the master.
Right.
So that's what Triple Pop, you know, we represent their catalog. Lollipop, I started working with when we moved to LA, and I kind of needed a catalog to work with at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I went to Lollipop and I said, you know, there's four guys that work for Lollipop. Four guys that are mainly, about. Yeah. Well, now, you know, it's switched up a little bit, but when it started, it was like they had, you know, two or three bands each guy.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, if I could get you guys to sign this, let me pitch your band, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
They've been a huge help for us.
They've helped us
to get
a lot.
Out on the scene,
yeah.
And,
right.
You know, work with a lot of these bands who we've done. We did PR on their last national tour. Last national caravan tour that they did. And
right.
Corners, really cool. Froth. Was that Corners, Froth, Mr. Elevator, and Wyatt Blair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys don't find yourself sitting at your desks bored very often, huh?
Yeah, to say the least.
I wouldn't say bored is the word.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's really great for you guys. I'm just, on the artists that I'd like you to go through some of these, the artists that you guys represent, because there's some great bands on here.
Yeah.
So who are your favorites? Pick your favorite children.
Well, it depends on who's listening right now.
No, I'm just curious. Like, just throw out a few names, like, so people. No.
I mean,
the Dee Dee Ramone thing's great. Dope Bugs, like, Bang, Froth, Los Craters, Merrifields.
It's a lot of these bands. You know, it's kind of at this point. It's like I said, who do you have the relationship with? So
yeah.
It's like who's the kind of guy we're gonna work with first? You know. Lollipop is somebody that we're always going to go to first because mm-hmm. they've helped us out a lot, you know. So, favorite bands like Sonically.
We got some Beach Day. Haunted Summer is one that we just recently signed for licensing.
Yeah,
and
they reached out to us, which is cool.
But with licensing, it's like things just don't hit a lot. You know?
Exactly.
It's tough with the garage world, you know.
So when bands reach out to you, how does that usually go down? Can they just hit you up and be like, hey, we're interested in the licensing, and you guys go from there?
Yeah.
Are you picky?
I'd say we were in the beginning. Maybe I just was, but then I realized.
I may just be trying to saturate it, oversaturate a little bit, like positively.
Right.
You know, like who can we get? How can I build, you know, because like I said, it's helping me out
by
getting these bands.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like if someone reaches out to me, it makes me feel good.
Right.
Like, hey, somebody thinks, you know, somebody's like, oh, they're doing something. So it's like, yeah, you know, let's.
Yeah, and just like how our bio says, you know, like the underground, like unknowns.
Right.
Pretty much if they hit us up, we're not going to look at them any different. Like, I mean, money-wise, that might be kind of an issue. You know, they don't have any backing maybe most of the time. But,
but we're not worried about that. You know,
not right now.
Yeah, we're more worried about, like, these bands, they work really hard. They really care about what they do. They really give a shit. Like, they wake up in the morning and it's like, you know, for example, it's Corners. It's like, I'm sure that they wake up and they're like, wow, you know, we have a tour coming up in March. What can we do? You know, where are we going to go? How are we going to make this happen? Like, they're thinking about it. You know, they're worried about it. And they're it's like, how can we help these bands? You know, I know there's you know, opportunities have been coming here and there. And, you know, but 2015, we're really looking. There's a lot of prospective projects that I'm working on.
I bumped into the table. But you mentioned 2015. Like, what are you guys thinking about doing? We're right around the corner.
South by Southwest. Hopefully, yes.
Yeah,
we're on our mission for sponsors right now.
For sponsors? Tell me about the dream, though.
Our vision of doing it.
Yeah, what's your plan? Like, what's the rundown? How are you guys going to do South by Southwest if you...
I booked two venues so far.
Just for our showcases, right?
Right.
We're going to collab with...
Yeah, we don't have to have, you know, our bands, per se, on our showcases.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's out there doing their thing. So...
One showcase is for like all my friends' bands down in like Orange County, like Costa Mesa.
A lot of the bands that you probably they'd be looking for shows. You know, bands that like started this year.
Exactly.
Bands that started 6 months ago. Like
that's what I like about you guys. It sounds like just such a great community of people who, like you said, are going around giving a shit at the same time trying to come up together. So that's why you don't discriminate, because you're out there for the reasons they are. I mean,
we started
trying to come out. Everybody's coming up together here.
We're new too, you know. So, you know, we may not have, you know, the crazy licensing, you know, repertoire that a lot of companies have, you know, like Gary Calamar and, you know, like music supervisors like that. But, you know, I'm just starting out too. I've been doing it for like 3 years, 4 years, and it's been a crazy ride. So I'm like, you know, let's help these guys out and like... Like I said, these bands give a shit. And I go to a lot of these, you know, music supervision things, and I see these bands, and they're just like, they're amazing. Yeah, they're great. They get placed fucking everywhere. But you know, let's give these bands that are actually cool and like people want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and make these supervisors look at them and be like, wow, yeah, they're pretty cool. You know, like let's make these guys feel like that they're the first ones that heard them.
Exactly.
You know, like that. I mean, we're music supervisors supposed to be the tastemakers.
Right.
Let's make them be the tastemakers.
You know? Yeah.
Let's give them a reason to think something's cool.
You got to be down there on the battlefront.
Yeah.
Just like you guys are. That's kind of how we met, to be honest.
Let's get it over with.
All right.
Yeah, it was Alex's.
I'm
glad he's behind that glass.
You guys were backstage and like, you know, he looks so pretty. He had to touch his hair.
No, it was nothing like, dude, we almost beat his ass is what really happened. Like we came so close. I had my hand like on my knife. I'm just, no, but me and Alex were, and Cutty Flam had invited us to the Bigger Review, and we're like, cool, we're going to go down there and join them and cover it. And that was our plan. And we're in the fucking parking lot looking for parking. And we just get rear-ended out of fucking nowhere, like in this parking lot. Yeah, and we pull over and
rear-ended.
Of course, the two guys that show up.
We got rear-ended.
It was definitely enough for us to pull over.
The best part was like the second it happened, I was like, "Oh shit!" And then Alex looked up in his rear view because he was driving.
Yeah,
he goes,
we made eye contact.
He goes, "This motherfucker." I'm like, "Oh, that's how we're getting out. All right." So we swing the doors out.
We got out the car.
I'm sorry, dude, but you pissed me off. It was a brand new car. It's like, oh, no.
And Alex was already all stressed because we had like a couple gear things that were like, we're going to try and wing it on. And we're all like, fuck, man. And he's like, is it going to work? I'm like, dude, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. And then boom, we get rear-ended.
And he walks out. He's like, yeah, I got no tags. I got no
pissed.
Insurance.
I was just like going through the parking lot. I was like, Burger
cool,
Review.
Right?
Like,
stolen.
I was kind of pissed. I was like looking to the left, looking for parking. All of a sudden, you guys were just kind of stopped, and I was like, "Shabink!" And I was like, "Fuck!" That's when me and Alex made eye contact in the rear view, pulled out onto the street. You guys swung open.
But how did it end?
It ended in hugs and friendship.
We had no idea who each other were.
No.
I end up backstage, and you guys are interviewing Cutty Flam, and I'm like, "Dude, what is up?"
You're like, "This motherfucker hit our car!" Like all night.
It was just like kind of like. fate.
Yeah, I guess it was fate. Now you're sitting here on the show, yeah. And I think we're all helping everybody
now we're
out.
Doing that's work
the yeah, doing the Lord's work.
How do you like these guys, by the way?
Cuddy Flam. Yeah. They're great friends of the show. I think we've had them on here more than all our other guests. I think.
Yeah.
Well, we've done multiple episodes
very
with Cuddy Flam.
Group.
Yeah, and. Like fucking motivated.
Oh yeah.
Like I love it. I love seeing people. Like I like to think that we kind of have like a fire lit out of our ass. Like we try and do work and we're always trying to stay busy and think about the next thing.
Yeah.
And trying to grow and get bigger. And who can we help? And just like you guys. And I love seeing that in people and keeping those people close. You know what I mean? That's why I like Cuddy Flam and their fucking tunes. They rock.
Not to single them out, but they are very, very business oriented.
No, they are. They're smart and they're still doing it too. And
amazing souls, guys. Yeah. I've never seen a negative thing from those guys.
Now they probably have the biggest boners right now though if they're listening.
Well, you know they're listening every time you do this.
No, which is true.
Especially just because they know what he looks like. You know?
They know I'm drunk, so
exactly. So we're gonna go and do some more music right now. We got pizza here and your favorite beer.
I know. Every time I look at a pizza now, I just feel like a douchebag.
There you go. You got a whole other pie in front of you. They just keep reloading them.
Save me a slice.
We're going to go to some music and we're going to come back out. And this is our last episode of the year. And we're going to come back in 2015 very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Keep follow us on social media because our calendar is getting pretty badass. We're very proud of it. And we're going to have Cheyenne come in here and do one last game of the year. And... us versus you guys, I guess. So let's do this. You're listening to A Pint of Good Coffee.
I hope.
I just remind me of Kardashian. Please help me. We'll be right back.
am Frau Blücher.
Pizza party music.
Oh, I know. And if you feel I got you. Like an Indian with black hair. I look in the mirror and get scared. I see too far into my own eyes and I'm walking on.
It's Cheyenne's
super fantastic end of the year. It's almost Christmas, but we're not religionists, so we don't discriminate on your holiday pizza party trivia game with politically correct theme punishments hosted by the one and only Shy Latte.
Wow, that was a handful.
That's the game we're playing.
Thank you guys for that beautiful introduction.
I got lost.
I got lost too, man.
Beautiful.
Oh, I got beautiful. It sounded like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I don't know what the fuck we were shooting for. But it's okay. The end of the year. We figured we'd give Cheyenne another game with some more punishments.
All right. This one was a tough one.
So it's going to be a trivia game, and your buzzers are your names. So just if, I guess, when she asks the question, if you know the answer, shout your name. And if you want to bring your mic just a little bit closer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So.
And I'm keeping score over here.
I just want to say he's glad.
I
just want to say I'm glad that we're not a team and it's a free-for-all.
Why is that?
To see who's smarter in the business. Let's do this.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
No, wait, I have a question. Are we going to do this, like, this way or this way, or does it matter?
I thought it was free-for-all. Like, we're just going to shout if we know the answer.
Oh, okay.
So, hold on. Here's the thing. If you get it wrong, how about, why don't we do, like, an elimination game? If you shout your name, but if you're wrong,
you're out.
You get a punishment, and you're out from now on.
Yeah, oh, let's do that. Not that many punishments.
Let's do that.
Questions.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm scared.
Okay. So, question number one: what year did Guns N' Roses form?
Oh my God. He. You got to answer.
1986.
Wrong.
Oh, he's out.
What was the? Was
you
it
actually
Guns
might
Roses?
Be right because I got this from Wikipedia.
Oh my God! Here, I'll look it up right now.
It's 1985.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Welcome to the jungle.
It said 1985 on Wikipedia, but Wikipedia is not.
You're off.
Correct.
85.
We got a phone game. You're off.
They got signed in 86.
That's how he knows
what
you're
talking about.
So he's out.
Should we give it to him?
No, the band formed in 85.
Yeah, but,
it is what it is. I don't know what you want me to do.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I can't change history.
Hey, but when they were official. All
right. So, your punishment.
Yeah, what is the punishment? Go for it. You're in
this
charge.
This is random. Pick a number from 1 through 6.
6.
Okay. Wow, that's the hardest one. Uh-oh. All right, let's save that one for last. Okay.
Do five.
I would like you to be the human menorah.
The human menorah?
Yes. I need you to hold these. These are your candles.
Is there anybody that's Jewish?
Angle like this for the rest of the show.
We're representing all the holidays. Did you not hear the title? We don't discriminate on your holiday pizza party. We're not religionists.
That's why we know we're having so much luck because he's part Jewish.
Oh, you're flickering one out. Just go ahead and like rotate the bottom. There you go. Now you're powerful again.
So you got to hold it like that the rest of this game, I guess.
Yeah, because they didn't go out all the time they were in.
Yeah.
He's Jewish, so that's okay.
Oh, man.
Next question.
Next question. Okay, so... What was the name of the Melvins' second album?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Oh man, I'm not sure.
When
the Melvins' second album?
I never got too into them.
Oh what?
Damn.
Do you guys know when it was released?
Dan, Houdini.
No.
Was it? Fuck! It wasn't Houdini.
No.
Oh no.
I'm not gonna say.
What does that mean?
Go ahead, get it. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. It's not Houdini.
Why did you fucking try? I tried.
I didn't say my name.
Wait, hold on. Houdini was a magician. He's eliminated, right?
Yeah, he's eliminated.
Okay, so then you're going to be eliminated next.
Yes.
I know.
So the answer is Stoner Witch.
Oh, it was Stoner Witch.
That just sounds like the name of some other band.
I know. All right, so Dan, your punishment is... I would like you to...
Oh, no.
Sing your best impression of Santa Baby in the sexiest, luxurious way.
Oh, yeah.
Do I get any music?
And all you have to do is sing them to the second verse.
Do I get any music?
No.
You are the music.
Oh, hold on. Can I have control over this replay the whole time, please?
Yeah, you do.
All right, sweet.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Be an awful good girl, Santa Baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight, Santa baby. I'll wait up for you, dear.
That's all I got.
We do need a Christmas song for licensing.
We haven't even got past. Okay, I'm gonna switch it up a little.
Next question.
Yeah, we do.
Let's switch it up a little, guys. Okay, so true or false? Okay. True or false? Telling a convincing lie to someone is much more difficult when you find them sexually attractive. And this has been a study, so it's not
Matt.
According to you.
Matt?
Yes.
False.
No, it's true.
Oh,
shit. You're out two now,
man.
What's his punishment?
And it's me and Orchard.
Oh,
way to me. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, it is. Yeah, what's the punishment? Well, do it already.
I kind of want to do this one, but no, he has a beard already. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
He has a beard already.
All right, let me give you this one. What is
that? She was going to add a beard.
I was going to add a previous beard. Okay,
a previous beard? What is the fuck does that mean? Just do the real punishment.
Well, the real punishment?
Yeah, I don't know. Do what you were going to do.
Dad, you look hilarious with that add-on.
Matt, I would like you to give yourself a mayo beard.
I love it.
Mayo beard.
Oh, that's nasty.
You're going to be Santa with mayo.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, that's the punishment. He has to put mayonnaise on for a Santa beard.
Miracle Whip, so it's okay.
Okay, so at the Hollywood Hotel, January 23rd, Matt, get the beard on. I'm plugging your show. You can see Matt.
It's not a beard.
So Matt's going to be at the Hollywood Hotel doing comedy on January 23rd.
Go for it.
You guys should all get down there. He's really hilarious.
He's
going to
wear
it's going to be 5 minutes sober and then an hour and then 5 minutes early. Why are you painting your eyes? It's supposed to be a beard.
Just get the glare out.
Just get the mustache.
What are you fucking doing?
Oh.
You can save some for later.
Go in Hitler
style.
Come on,
you gotta go deep.
Oh, man.
You gotta go deep.
I can smell that.
We do have a Jewish person here, so.
Does that mean that?
That's why I was thinking he doesn't have facial hair, so maybe it would have been easier for him to do it.
You're the one with the.
That's
so.
Matt, you look like. I paid $1 for that. You hardly used to.
You paid $1 too much.
You look like you wiped Vaseline all over your fucking eyeballs. What happened?
You look like you're an extra in Braveheart substitute in mayonnaise.
The porn version of
either that or the casting couch.
Next question.
Next question. Okay. Why did African Americans start Kwanzaa?
Oh my. It's between you and it's between Orchard and fucking Alex.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say Orchard.
Okay,
go ahead.
And I'm gonna say because of roots.
You're right. Oh.
Is it really?
He's right.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? What? Oh, wow. No way.
Africans, Americans used it to remember their roots.
What does he win? I didn't see anybody win yet.
Are you serious? No, that's really.
Wait, win pizza.
He's right. Read the answer.
The TV.
We all laughed at him.
Wait, so hold on. Well, the most important thing
is I was going to lose.
Congratulations. Enjoy your pizza and your beer.
I think your prize is pretty much the pizza and beer, knowing that you're smarter than everyone else in this.
Is there a punishment for Alex, though?
We have one more question. They're still in the round until one more person gets eliminated.
Oh, he did get it right. Okay. Oh, my God.
Next question.
Okay. One of you guys have to get this. How many days do Jewish people celebrate Christmas?
Oh, come on.
He's Jewish.
I'm not, though.
Oh.
But Orchard. And
yes. Orchard's a Jewish
Derek's
name.
Derek's holding two.
Oh, two
so I'm
going
to say
oh.
4, 6, 8, 11.
Alex.
Is yes. it nine?
Eight.
Okay, you guys are both wrong because Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah. Not
oh, my God. Trick question.
That
proves that I'm not Jewish, though.
So that means you're both out. So what's the punishment?
Okay, so first of all, we can wrap him. We have wrapping paper and tape. Your punishment is to be the human gift next to the human menorah.
I'm
going to
like this
menorah.
Too much.
All right. I'm down.
I see the witness anybody without
you can just go out to music. I don't care.
And nobody cares for me. Yakata. Igor Frederick.
one for you.
Did you get it?
Got it.
Gourmet chef Ted Allen is here. He's the author of the new cookbook, Pretentious Foodie Bullshit, and he's going to show us how to cook some fussy little foodie dishes for you and all your asshole friends. Welcome Aww. Back to the show, Ted.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so let's get started now. What sort of stupid, over-elaborate, fancy-ass meal are you going to make for us today?
Well, we're going to cook one of the very most pretentious dishes in my cookbook.
Oh.
It's a stupid-ass, trendy piece of fish coated in some kind of nut you've never heard of, served alongside a puree of baby something or other.
Oh, great. That sounds annoying.
Let's get started.
Okay, have at it.
Yeah.
Alex, I think you've taken our bromance a little too literally.
Was it the Valentine's Day present?
No. I use that all the time, man.
Is it the googly eyes I make at you through the window?
I love your googly eyes. But when your hugs last a little too long, it feels like harassment. I'm about to call Hoagland and Fuquay LLP to help me out if you don't stop, man.
Done and done.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income that getting it taken away from us is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job or you're being harassed at work, call Hoagland and Fuquay LLP. They'll take care of you. Contact by phone at 626-309-9977 or visit their website at www.hoaglandfuquay.com. Hoagland and Fuquay LLP serve anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Panic and Cacophony. We're sitting here with Pizza Party Music, Derek.
Thanks, Dan.
And Orchard. You guys having a good time? Did you enjoy your pizza?
Yeah,
and your
wanted beverages? To go on the record for the trivia game. I meant Roots, the movie. Not their actual roots.
Yeah,
I should have lost them, but I lost anyway.
At the same time, I'm gonna go on the record and let you know that Roots is not a movie. It was a miniseries.
That's okay. I'm gonna go on the record and I thought that it was real mayonnaise on your face and not Miracle Whip.
Oh no, thankfully. Miracle Whip.
Right on. So we're just to contact you guys. PizzaPartyMusic.com is it nice and easy? You guys are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, yes. All that crap.
You have a Twitter?
You have a Twitter. I tagged you in it today.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Orchard.
Excuse me for a second. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt. Just one second.
Ryan Orchard.
I'd check something.
Well, kids.
Hey, guys. Do you have any reindeer dongs?
No.
No? None whatsoever?
No.
But it's that time of the year. I heard that Wildcat and 69 Adult Toys had some. You guys are on Hawthorne, right?
Yeah, I don't see anything like that, so I guess not. We got nope.
What about no reindeer? Do you have any horse? Maybe. I mean, that's kind of like reindeer.
Hey,
I guess it'd be the same.
Hey, just be real. Are you fucking around or are you serious right now?
So just follow you guys. That's pizzapartymusic.com, right?
I'm pretty sure. I was about to tell that guy, well, you better find a red rocket. But I don't know if I should say anything.
I think I ruined it by giggling.
I know, I think so. God damn it, Alex.
I'm sorry.
Your boy got the giggles back there.
I forgot my mic was on. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd just like to thank you guys for coming on for our last episode
of
the year.
Thank you, man.
It's been a blast. And I'm glad we met this year. It was a crazy whole set of circumstances.
Dude, let's do this again.
Let's please do it again. Yeah. And anytime you guys want anything you want to promote or anything, you can just come my way and I'll come yours. And
the rest of our 2 weeks at the Continental Room in Fullerton.
Coming, right? Like,
just like that. Over the Continental Room in Fullerton, right?
Yeah, we have two more weeks. Fullerton, Orange County.
Who's playing?
First residency. We're going week by week.
Yeah, we're going week by week. Yeah.
Right on, so.
Because, like we said, we don't, like, booking's kind of like our side gig.
Right.
You know?
Right on, so.
We've been doing good, so it's, I don't know, we played it off as, you know, the name, so. We're just announcing it week by week.
Exactly. Yeah. Sounds good. So, we'll probably post about it as soon as we know from you guys as well. So, you can just keep up to date by following both of us.
Yeah.
All right.
Come
see
on,
you guys.
South by.
Yeah, come on South by next year as well.
Yeah.
And as for the rest of you guys, we'll see you guys next year as well. We've had a great year. We launched in January, and this is episode, I think, 42. Yeah. A lot of shit's gone down since. Proud of everybody.
That's us too, man. We started in January.
Right. Well, good for everybody. How about that shit? Let's fucking turn the mics off and start making out.
Officially, Derek was like October, but then we had said January was shit.
Wait, I heard that we were all making out.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
I'm gonna have a drink. I may have a bit of the bubbly myself. Don't get hurt.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.